President Obama this week introduced his plans for what could become comprehensive immigration reform. Those include streamlining the complex immigration process, penalizing businesses that hire the undocumented, and strengthening border security. Texas Senator John Cornyn, while not entirely against the president's plan, or the so-called Gang of Eight Senate plan, equates granting citizenship before controlling the flow of undocumented immigration to putting the cart in front of a horse.
I don't support an amnesty. I think it's unfair to people who've tried to play by the rules and have been waiting patiently in line to enter the country, according to the current law, for people to break in line ahead of them.
Instead of using current citizenship methods like a diversity lottery where applicants are randomly selected, Cornyn proposes offering a green card to immigrants who obtain a master's degree in a STEM field. Cornyn is on the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee for Immigration and says he'll be involved in any debate that crafts the full legislation. On the House side, Congressman Lloyd Doggett says the key to reform is providing a path to citizenship and keeping families together.
In the House, we still have too many of my Republican colleagues that are encumbered by years of anti-immigrant rhetoric. And unless the Senate comes together on a bipartisan plan, we cannot get this job done.
He says the president's and Senate's plans are encouraging. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.